Tom Live, I'm Missy Matthews. He's Mike Prosciutto, and the Steelers' 15th overall pick of the 2014 draft is in. Mike, they selected outside linebacker Ryan Shazier of Ohio State. Kind of a surprise, but obviously a good player that the defense needs.
Yeah, they went defense, which I anticipated. They went Big Ten Conference, which I anticipated.
Of course.
But it was not Darquez Dennard of Michigan State, the cornerback that the Steelers identified. It was Ryan Shazier, and this is a guy who kind of fits the Mike Tomlin mold. You can remember when they drafted Lawrence Timmons, he talked about the RH factor Mike Tomlin did, run and hit. And Ryan Shazier, certainly a guy who does that. His physical numbers, Missy, are really impressive. 6'1", 237 pounds, and he was timed at 4.38 seconds in the 40-yard dash. 39.5 tackles for loss the last three seasons at Ohio State. So this is a guy that gets to the football, that makes plays behind the line of scrimmage. I'll be interested to see where the Steelers play him. He's listed officially as an outside linebacker. I personally think he can be a guy that lines up inside on first and second down and then moves into an outside pass rush position in the sub-package stuff. I'll be more than interested to hear what Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert have to say about that. But an athlete, 42-inch vertical leap, big school, that's kind of the Steelers' MO as well, particularly with the higher picks. And again, run and hit. Can't have enough of those guys on defense.
It'll be interesting to see if Mike Tomlin does bring that up whenever we hear his press conference. And, of course, whenever Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert take to the podium, we will be breaking in and carrying that for you live. So we'll stay tuned with that. But, Mike, kind of first 15 picks of the draft, there were some things that happened that I guess people didn't really anticipate, the so-called experts did not see coming.
Yeah, I would say top on that list is probably Anthony Barr of UCLA going to Minnesota on the 9th pick. I think that was a guy that was very high-end talent, raw, hasn't played linebacker very much, and he's going to need some work. He's not a plug-and-play guy. So to see him going to top 10, a little bit out of the ordinary, and then the Giants going for Odell Beckham at number 12. I'm not sure that Beckham's highly regarded, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that he's a top 12 pick. Apparently he was to the Giants. Aaron Donald of Pitt going to St. Louis on the 13th overall pick. Again, a guy that probably could have fallen anywhere from 10 to 25 or so. And then Chicago, just before the Steelers, Missy, taking Kyle Fuller, the cornerback from Virginia Tech. I think a lot of people anticipated that Gilbert from Oklahoma State would be the first cornerback off the board. He, in fact, was. And then Fuller going to Chicago left Darquez Dennard out there for the Steelers if they wanted him. I know they valued him, but obviously by what they did tonight, they value Ryan Shazier a little bit more.
Absolutely. And Ryan Shazier, was one of the guys that did come in for a draft visit, somebody that they got to take some time, get to meet on a personal level other than the combine and pro days and whatnot.
Yeah, and if you look at the Steelers' needs, cornerback was at the top of a lot of our lists. Mocking this and projecting it because you need numbers at that position. Wide receiver, there's been a lot of talk about the Steelers wanting to get a little bit bigger to find that tall wide receiver to give Ben Roethlisberger the back shoulder option in the red zone and the big guy to throw the deep ball to. But you look at that inside linebacker position, Larry Foote's not here anymore. And you've got Sean Spence, who's a big question mark, and you got Vince Williams, who's a big question mark. So I think what this is creating is competition. At the very worst, you get a guy who can really help your special teams and help your sub-package stuff as a pass rusher. And at the very best, maybe you get a guy that steps in and plays, if not immediately, then soon thereafter. I know with, on the Steelers' defense, that doesn't happen an awful lot where rookies come in and take over right from day one. But this guy's a special player. This guy, the scouts I talked to around the league identified this guy and C.J. Mosley of Alabama as inside linebacker prospects.
Gotcha. Hate to cut you off. We are going to go live now to Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert at their press conference.
Ryan Shazier, inside linebacker, Ohio State. If you look over Ryan's career, it's, 3 years there at Ohio State. Each and every year, his production increased. His biggest asset, aside from his youth, is his speed. This guy can flat out run. The thing that really attracts you to him from a defensive standpoint against today's offenses is as the ball continues or as the offenses continue to spread out, you need speed. You need speed at your linebackers. You need speed in the secondary. You need speed everywhere. And this kid has a unique ability to make plays, not only plays at him, but plays laterally. And most of those plays are tackles for losses. And we're super excited that he was there for us. Coach?
Yeah, like Kevin said, we're excited to have Ryan. He's got both youth and experience. He's played a lot of ball in Columbus, Ohio. Obviously, we're always very comfortable looking at Ohio State tape, defensive tape. They asked him to do a lot of things, similar things that we can envision asking him to do. In base, he played inside in sub-package football. He got after the quarterback quite a bit in 13. I think he had 6 sacks. But he's a guy that's capable of being on his feet, making the sideline to sideline tackles that's associated with today's football. And we're excited to have him. Quite frankly, the young man's got no holes. He's a football lover. He's experienced. He's exciting. And he's glad to be here, and we're glad to have him.
Question? Coach, he's a psychology major, so what have football conversations with him been like?
You know, they've been very, very fluid, actually. You know, he's a football junkie. We've had an opportunity to visit him at several spots along the way. We brought him in here for a day. He had an opportunity to view our facility, spend time with our staff, and talk ball, talk Ohio State football, talk Pittsburgh Steelers football, and he's not uncomfortable in any of those conversations. We're excited about getting started and seeing what he can do for us.
For both of you, the corner's obviously a position of need. How did that factor, if at all, into your decision today?
Ryan Shazier was somebody that we valued and valued very highly. So, again, you know, we're well aware of who we have on our team, but when we can add a player of quality, it'll override the need at any time.
Yeah, this is a highly productive guy, 150 tackles or so this past season at Ohio State. He's, 4-4-0 in the 40 or so. This guy's going to make a lot of football plays for us all over the field.
You had a rookie sixth-round pick playing there last year. You replaced him with an undrafted free agent at the end of the year. Wasn't this a need?
Was it a need?
Yeah.
With Lawrence Timmons and Vince Williams did a nice job. Hey, we got hope for Sean Spence to come back, but we can never have enough good players at any one position. And, again, this kid's talent is unique. He's going to continue to grow, and his ability to make plays laterally in the backfield as tackles for losses, I think it's really important for today's defenses, and I think it gives Coach LeBeau and Coach Tomlin another option defensively. And you think about the inside rush possibilities now with him and Lawrence and Troy and whoever else we add to the mix. It'll be exciting.
Mike, is this guy going to get in line with Buck?
No, we're gonna look at playing a bit Mac and maybe moving some guys around, but that's to be determined. What we needed is a defensive playmaker, and he fits the bill in that regard. Not only in terms of his skill set, but in terms of what he did there on the field. Highly productive football player, over 100 tackles the last 2 years, I think 150 last year. He gets after the quarterback. He's rushed the passer. He's made plays in coverage as well. That's what he is. He's a defensive playmaker. And bigger than anything, bigger than positional needs, what we needed was a defensive playmaker.
Kevin and Mike, for both of you, you talked about, Kevin, on a couple occasions already about the lateral ability to make plays. Is that what you thought you were getting initially when you drafted Sean a couple of years ago? And is Ryan a surer bet because he's coming in healthy off of last season as opposed to Sean, who's still a little bit of a wild card playing at that inside linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, Sean had some of the similar talents. You know, he ran in the 4.5s. And so far, in the coaching sessions that he's been able to take part in, he looks great. He looks healthy. And we hope to have him in the mix. And as we said, we can't have enough good players at any one position. But again, just to go back with Ryan, when you watch him, I mean, he's an easy evaluation. Just that burst, it's unique. And he's going to grow. He has to get stronger. He's going to have to get bigger. There's some big guys that'll get on him on occasion. But usually he figures it out after the first time, and then he'll go make another play. So it was just, you have to put the blinders on to the need word. And in this case, as Coach said, you need defensive playmakers. He's a defensive playmaker. You need offensive playmakers. Maybe we'll get some of those as we go through. But
yep.
Certainly happy to have this guy in our mix.
Mike, only 4 other guys have won Ohio State tackles 2 years in a row. No big Laurinaitis, Pepper Johnson types. I mean, middle backer types. Is that the beauty of this guy, is that he can do what they did and run?
I think he just represents what's going on in football today. College football, with the ability to spread people out, you need people that can play in vertical and horizontal space. He's shown the ability to do that. It's leaked over into the professional game. Just the other day we were in here, we were talking about the expansion of sub-package football and what that means to defenses going forward. And this is a guy that really excels under those circumstances, to be quite honest with you.
Coach, you've often spoken of players with high motors. Can you talk about his motor and determination on the field?
You know, I think, you know, his production speaks for itself. You don't make 150 tackles without running to the ball. His tape says that. He doesn't need my endorsement. He plays with a great deal of urgency. And not only in 13, but in 12 and 11. We've looked at a lot of Ohio State tape over the course of his career there. He was a significant contributor from the day he stepped on campus and really improved during the course of his stay there.
What do you guys have on him at the 40?
4.40. He ran one time. He pulled a hamstring, which was the reason he didn't run at the combine, because his hamstring was a little tight. He did run it on their pro day. He was unable to do any drills. But we were real comfortable that the athleticism's not a problem, so we really didn't need to see further drill work with him.
Yeah, when you start talking about guys at the linebacker position running sub 4.5, I mean, that's rare air.
In the 4.3s, that's why. I mean, you had 4.40.
4.40.
Sub 4.5 is rare air.
Anyone else? All right,
guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that, of course, was Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin and general manager Kevin Colbert talking about their first-round draft pick. Mike, a lot of words thrown around there. Fast, productive, young, able to make plays all over the field.
Yeah, I think one would have sufficed, special. And that's the point I was starting to make before those guys so rudely came in and sat down and cut me off.
Yes.
I talked to a couple of people that work for a couple other teams around the league. I always do that every year, trying to get a guess on which way the Steelers might be going, because they're pretty tight-lipped about that around here. And I kept hearing that Ryan Shazier and C.J. Mosley of Alabama were special players. They were not your average run-of-the-mill best inside linebackers available in the draft. They were head and shoulders above. They had those qualities that jumped out. And you heard Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert's reaction. I had one team that timed them at 4.38, not sure when that was. But as Mike Tomlin said, are we going to quibble over 0.02? If you're under 4.5 and you're that size, you are indeed in rarefied air. And, Missy, it did come up in the press conference. You heard Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert reacting to it. The only people to ever lead Ohio State in tackles 2 years in a row: James Laurinaitis, A.J. Hawk, Chris Spielman, and Pepper Johnson. And now Ryan Shazier, 134 tackles this past season, 22.5 tackles for loss, and 6 sacks. This guy is a three-down player. He can do a lot of things for you. And most importantly, he gets to stay on the field in this age of sub-package football.
And they did say that a lot, especially Kevin Colbert, saying that the tackles for loss, a big, obviously, a positive thing for a guy and something the Steelers defense needs.
Yeah, you got to cover ground sideline to sideline. It's the age of the bubble screen. It's the age of the short pass as well as the deep pass. And I keep going back to Lawrence Timmons. Mike Tomlin said almost immediately upon his arrival here in Pittsburgh, he liked the RH factor, run and hit. This is another one. Can't have too many of those on defense. Now, Missy, next round, it's got to be wide receiver, right?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out tomorrow, right?
Can't wait to find out.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget, we will be coming to you live after the Steelers.
There's some big ones still on the board, by the way.
There are. And, oh, well, we should mention that Dallas did take Zach Martin and Baltimore just took C.J. Mosley. So keep filling out your draft sheets.
There you go.
We'll eventually get to round two, right?
The arms race in the AFC North. Yes. The special inside linebackers aren't going to be too far apart for the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, Johnny Football still out there. All right, well, we will see you tomorrow after the Steelers make their second and third round picks, so make sure you join us right here on Steelers.com. Have a great night. For Mike, I'm Missy. We'll see you tomorrow.